So, I suppose a thing that would be interesting to talk about was, and it's kind of connected to the same thing with like past relationships and failed relationships, all that kind of thing, is that like a big thing is that like, I mean, miscommunication is such a big part of it, and like misalignment of what you need at that particular time. Like different perspectives like cause such a big like rift like between people, like just the ability to adopt an idea. It could be the same idea, but two people who have different perspectives will like call the same idea different things, and they'll think of it in a different way. For example, like you see it in like in politics in America right now, like the whole like Republican Democrat war that's going on. It's party over country. Like everybody's like all about, and like everybody's all about like just, oh, everything that the other side says is a lie, so I can't believe it. And the thing is that like, you know, I'm probably over on the left side, so like I will generally lean more that way, and I will kind of just like have a lot of distrust for the stuff that's going like coming out of like the right side or like the Republican side or something like that. I'm not even American, I don't care, but now I do, because it's like everywhere and it's such a huge thing right now, because like you're seeing this incredible you're seeing this war between these purely theoretical, purely ideological networks of brains. Like all these people are just holding a whole host of ideas hostage. They're like, nobody is allowed to have these ideas or to think about things in this way just because like they are not part of my group. But the thing is, there are probably some very valid ideas over on this side, but the thing is, nobody's allowed to get to them, and we're not allowed to get any good ideas on this side. So like the thing is that like you've got this strange like new style of civil war, which is all about just like beliefs and ideologies, because the thing is like everybody immediately will go and you know, the internet doesn't make it easier. Like Reddit, for example, like if you see a post that says Republican, you'll probably that sound was to signify the rest of the title, Republican Senator ba da 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 does da 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 da. For a lot of people, a lot of left-leaning people, a lot of the kind of people would be like, you know, who would probably go to Trinity or go to most like more liberal colleges and things like that. People will see Republican and then go like, through like the rest of the title, because they'll go like, this must be bad, they've probably done something wrong, or like they probably are saying a good thing, but it might be a bad thing. Because like the thing is that like people are starting to kind of go like they're having to commit harder and harder to one side in order to win the battle, because like it's become more about my allegiance to the ideology rather than like what looks like it works. Because like the thing is, it's like it's incredibly hard to be a centrist anymore, because now you just start looking like you can't make up your mind and you don't want to take sides, and then you're too much of a coward to like stand up for what you believe in. But the thing is that like, who knows, maybe it's good to like try and like let go of all of that and try and pick something like down the middle. But it's really difficult to do that because there are so many emotions wrapped up in it. These days, like especially in Ireland, like there are so many people that are getting increasingly like revolutionary. Like people are starting to get like really kind of like starting to look over it. You know, it's that meme of like the guy like his girlfriend going like this, and the guy like checking out this girl in the distance, and it's like, and like it's very much the kind of like capitalism that like the like current generation or like millennials, and like looking at communism going like like there are a lot of people who are just kind of like they're starting to go like, what is this whole socialism communism thing going on, like maybe that could work. Because the thing is that like we're so there are so many people who are so frustrated with like how things are going, and everything seems to be like spinning out of control, and like whenever people don't feel in control, they want to like immediately wipe the slate clean and find something that'll make them feel in control again. Like it's a basic instinct. Kids have it. People underestimate. Kids love having control. Like it's a huge thing for kids. Like if they feel like control's been taken away from them, they hate that. Like you get a really strong emotional reaction from them. Not speaking from experience. But like the thing is that people as they grow up, they still have the same instincts. And the thing is that like when like economic stuff, like when the economic situation seems to be kind of running out of control, and like there's all these social pressures that seem to be running out of control, like like social media, of course, like playing a huge role in that, where everybody's constantly vigilant and constantly needing to be available and constantly needing to ally themselves with an idea or something like that, and the fact that information is so available, which is a great thing. That also means that people are constantly feeling the need to like, oh, I need to find information, and like the quickest way to like compile lots of information is to sort it into good and bad, and then you go like, okay, here's the real stuff and here's the fake news, or here's all the like stuff, and but then people like forget the difference of perspective, and that's a big thing that like, and obviously there are some things that like perspective doesn't play a part in, like, you know, like committing a barefaced crime, like killing a person, or like the basic human rights violations, like those obviously. But like you even see people starting to lean and starting to like forget perspective, to the point where like Roy Moore are getting lots of support in America despite being just not a good person who's done lots of bad things that are not good, and getting lots of support from people because it's gotten to that stage where they like the ideology has become so much more important than any perspective on any of the facts that are happening, and like so they immediately like the perspective becomes more important than actually analyzing the things that are happening or seeing the things that are happening. They're just kind of like following up with the, because like everybody is getting so like, we're all so caught up in our emotions because there's so much stuff that is so emotional happening right now. There's like all these like conflicts going on in the world, injustices that we're seeing about the place, and suffering, both personal and interpersonal and international, and further afield. Everybody's trying to like find some way to fix it and make it right, but like it's really, really difficult because also our own society is running away with us. Like we're like almost not in control anymore, because we're kind of like, because everybody's just trying to follow along with the game. Everybody's trying to like commit to the bit and like keep following along with society, but because it's accelerating further and further, we don't have time to like take stock and think, or at least it doesn't feel like that. And because of that, people are feeling like the control's being taken away, and we're getting emotional and feeling the need to like commit to something. And it's really difficult to like see a way out of it. I'm not smart enough to think of a way out of it, but like there's sometimes just like, I don't know, focusing on perspective sometimes is really important for people to kind of go like, what does this mean for me? How does like the way that, you know, like the basic thing, like that's probably the best way to do it, but do. No!